you by Lady Bird.
Read it yourself. Read it yourself. Level 3. Confident Reader. Akbar and Birbal. The Pot of Wit. Emperor Akbar and his minister Birbal were good friends. Birbal was very clever and witty. He often liked to challenge Akbar to a battle of wits to see who was the most clever. Then, one day, Birbal went too far. He said something about Akbar, and the emperor didn't like it. Akbar was very angry. Akbar banished Birbal from his kingdom and told him not to come back. Birbal was sorry for what he had said. He left the kingdom as the emperor wished. Birbal travelled for many days. After a time, he came to a little village far from Akbar's kingdom. The people were very poor but kind. They liked Birbal and helped him find a home. Birbal didn't want the kind village people to know who he was, so he changed his name. He began to work on a farm, planting and growing watermelons. After a time, Akbar began to miss Birbal. The clever minister had helped the emperor every day. He was a good friend, too. Akbar was sorry he had banished Birbal from the kingdom. He often wished Birbal had not left. So, the emperor called his guards. "Go and find Birbal," Akbar told them. The guards travelled for many days looking for Birbal. They came to the little village. But Birbal had changed his name, so the people said they didn't know him. The guards didn't find Birbal, and Akbar was very angry. "I don't like this battle of wits," he said to them. Then, the emperor thought of something his guards could do to help find Birbal. "Take this message to all the villages," Akbar said. "They must send me a pot of wit. If they don't, they must send a pot of gold." The guards took Akbar's message to all the villages. People were shocked. They could not send the emperor a pot of wit, but they had no gold. They were too poor. One day, Birbal's village friends came to call. They told him about Akbar's message and that they didn't know what to do. "I know this challenge is for me," Birbal thought. "The emperor wants me to come home. No, I will not go back, but I will send him a message. If you like, I will send a pot of wit to the emperor," Birbal said. His friends were shocked, but they said, "Yes, do it." Birbal then took a pot and a little watermelon that was growing on the vine. He planted the watermelon and the vine in the pot. For a time, he looked after the watermelon growing on the vine. He gave it water every day. The watermelon was growing very big. It was so big it was stuck in the pot. "Time to send a message to the emperor," said Birbal. Birbal gave the pot to the guards. "This pot of wit is for the emperor," he said. "He must take the wit out, but he must not break the pot." The guards gave Akbar the watermelon stuck in the pot.
"Take the wit out, but don't break the pot," the guards said.
"This witty message is Birbal's work," Akbar said.
The emperor went to the watermelon farm to find Birbal.
"I miss you," Akbar said.
"Will you come back?"
"Yes, I will," said Birbal.
How much do you remember about the story of Akbar and Birbal, the pot of wit? Answer these questions and find out. Why is Birbal banished from the kingdom? Where does Birbal find work? Why does Akbar begin to miss Birbal? Who tells Birbal about Akbar's message? How does Birbal care for the watermelon growing in the pot? Read it yourself. Akbar and Birbal, The Pot of Wit. Written by Narinder Dami. Illustrated by Nupur Thakur. Read by Sid Sagar. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2025. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2025.